It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern,
we've gotten rid of the packing and gone straight for the prize.
In fact, he fell slightly short of the goal.
Well, we have some work to do.
Is it safe?
Bonjour, Canada, bienvenue. Bless you, Iceland and Newfoundland. Straighten that tie. On today's show, pull on the wellies and get your garden in gear. More interesting sounds from the sights of TV. And what is this place? Island or mania? All this for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
It's that time of year again, the cruel month of rebirth, and I find myself, as I usually do around now, squelching through the muck behind Moth Manor on Kittyvitty Road, surveying the bleak spectacle of a yard without garden.
No, Mom, you'll catch your death! Stay in out of it!
Well, there's nothing sadder than a garden gone to seed. What can you do? You can unleash the purse strings and call in an expert, that's what. Someone like Clive Martin, the exterior decorator. Clive's been giving the back 40 the once-over, and he joins me now with his diagnosis.
Well, we have some work to do.
I'm ready to go to work.
Yes, but are you ready to work on your attitude?
Excuse me?
Who's been taking care of this?
No one for a few years, but it's been my responsibility, and that's why I called you in.
This garden, Paul, is weeping.
Okay, look, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
Okay, garden, please forgive me.
For
the neglect, for the abuse I have subjected thee to.
Good. Now, over here, please.
What, the old compost heap? Oh, Clive, I'm afraid we haven't used it in years.
All right, get down on your knees, Paul.
I'm a little old for this, Clive.
Come on, together.
Oh,
that's it. Now, sink your hands down deep into the fecund soil.
You sure this is hygienic, Clive?
Oh, feel the mother. Really grab hold. That's it. Let it. Work your fingers around.
It feels all right, actually.
Oh, yes. And breathe in. Oh, yes. Smell the mulch. And after me now. Gaia. Gaia.
Clive, please don't Gaia. Do that. Please don't do the Gaia thing. Just wait a minute. This looks like a... It is. It's a turnip. What? Recently boiled, too. Someone else has been dumping stuff in here. Oh. That's it, Clive. I don't mind rooting around in my own compost, but there are just some things that I'm not willing to...
Hey, Paul! Paul, who you got over there?
Nobody!
That's not the garden, the city, is it?
No, it's the garden guy. Stop hounding me.
All right, you ready? Here's my proposal. Follow, please.
Okay, right.
All right. West side, annual. Annual there. Annual, perennial. Annual, annual.
And which one's that?
Doesn't matter. Along the path here, I'd say mum's the word.
Chrysanthemums?
Rows of them. Yeah. Here at the north end, a concept bed. La vie en rose. Pinks and pink begonias and pink floribunda.
Everything pink?
Everything pink. What's this?
It's a John Cabot rose.
Out with that, I'm afraid.
What are you doing?
It's red. Nothing red. Nothing. Rouge, non. Rose, seulement. Now, the eastern question. What shall we do over here?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe some glads.
Gladioli? No, I know. Grasses.
Grasses?
Yes, there's some lovely new species from Africa.
I don't know. The neighbors get uptight about new species moving in on the street.
What is that gas smell? It's coming from that field over there.
Yeah, that's probably the infected human tissue dump they put in a couple of years ago. Mm. We're just back of St. Finian's Hospital here.
Mm. Well, still, dust to dust. Think of the nutrients.
I'd rather not, frankly.
I know. A hedgerow along the eastern border here, something strong to give a sense of protection against reality.
Oh, I like that idea. So how much is this new garden going to cost, Clive?
Oh, don't think cost. Think healing. And think of the joy that this garden rejuvenation will give to your mother.
Better. She's paying for it. Clive Martin, the exterior decorator, thanks for breezing through.
You're welcome, Paul.
Hey, they've just completed the Great Mosque of Cordoba. Why so glum? This week on University of the Air, the Y1K problem. UNSJ historian Dr. Rodney Sneed turns up the noise on the last millennial meltdown. It's bad news for the Vikings who are going down to the Mick at Clontarf. Wherever will they go next? And how about Canute? Someday that boy's going to be king of England. Peru is getting a little small for the Incas, but not for long. Y1K, when the millennial bug really was a bug. Take Time Tuesday, when University of the Air becomes University of the Year. 1,000, that is.
While public radio dies of neglect, television production in Canada grows by leaps and bounds. It's been likened to a cancer, but I guess in the good sense. And unusually, a number of locals are cashing in on the bonanza. First among those profiting from the destruction of human imagination is Bay Vert's Ambrose Sams.
You sound bitter, Paul.
About radio? Yeah. Oh, yeah, very messed up. Many issues, violent rages. But let's talk about you, bros. Good to be home.
It is. Weather's been great. It's a beautiful day.
And you are back now to speak at the annual meeting of the Newfoundland Television and Film Industry Association.
Yes, I'm giving a breakfast speech tomorrow and on the redefinition of content.
Yeah, I've read about this, your latest projects. But if we could briefly first talk about your current two super sensational television mega hits.
Sure.
Because I have to say, I'm a huge fan. Now,
you're talking about Canada's greatest abuses of police power?
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Fantastic program. And we've got a clip here now. For people who didn't see that program, that was the Ontario Provincial Police putting the boots to our own Ormond Boudreau, Minister of Resettlement, in a Toronto hotel room.
Yeah, and that was from our highest rated show ever. That was a special on mistaken identity.
Oh, as if. Now, I know this stuff should be... But, you know, I just can't stop watching it, bros. I love the thing where the Sûreté de Québec took the stun gun to those tourists from Indiana.
They were from Idaho, actually.
Oh, funnier still.
Yeah. Well, the other program we produced that is very popular now is Ontario's Worst Dentist.
Oh, yeah. I think, do we, Hollis? Yes, we do. Here's a clip from Ontario's Worst Dentist.
Meanwhile, in Orangeville...
Let's see what we have here. Ooh. Is it safe? Is it safe?
How'd you go in for a second there, didn't I? You're fine, actually.
Hilarious! Bros, that's my second favorite program. Well, now, your newest project is you are redefining content.
Well, yeah, for the purposes of television programming, I'm suggesting that we greatly simplify what we now call subject. It's a distillation more than anything. We've thrown away story, but we haven't yet completely freed ourselves of narrative impulses. Now, the new program I'm developing is a working model of this theory.
And does the show have a working title?
Bum Bomb.
Oh, God, I like that already.
Yeah, we've gotten rid of the packing and gone straight for the prize. Hmm. It's a show about bums and bombs going off. Hmm. And I brought a tape along.
And Hollis indicates that that tape is queued up. Here is a sneak preview of Bum Bomb.
Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm a nursing assistant from Calgary. And this is my ass.
My name is Hector. I'm a bank manager in Yellowknife, and...
This is my ass.
Bum bomb. Rose, you have another hit on your hands, brother.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks.
Ambrose Sams, local producer, makes good. He'll be speaking tomorrow during the breakfast meeting of the Newfoundland Television and Film Industry Association at the Hotel Palmer Hotel.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. This afternoon, starting at 1, it's the annual spring meeting of St. John's Vintage Appliances. Available today are a 5-4 over-under counter crank for a Masters Buckwinter Welby, a complete set of Walston pole gauges, imperial measure, a Merlin Victoria butter thruster with waygate, and a pork caliper. That's St. John's Vintage Appliances meeting after 1 today at the Knights Templar Lodge in Rabbittown. Making your insurance work is the topic this week at Unrepresented by Counsel Avalon Chapter. Former member of the Newfoundland Bar, Bunker Witten, takes you through the small print. Work the stepladder and deep fat fryer to your advantage. Get the most from your coverage. That's Unrepresented by Counsel Avalon Chapter, meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 in the gallery at the Star of Palestine Hall. And a note on the municipal calendar. The gentleman who visited St. John's last week, claiming to be the mayor of our twin city, Penzance, England, has turned out to be an imposter. But the real mayor of Penzance has said he will honor any invitations extended by the imposter. That shows some real class, I think. Those are some announcements. The BCN, serving the community for over 60 years.
Take a deep breath. Hold it in. And now let it all out. Close your eyes. Turn off your mind. Relax and float downstream. Take another deep breath. Hold it and get ready to play the dreamiest game show on the long wave. What's that noise from Newfoundland? Hollistuffet, sir. Down into the collected hopes and whimsy of our... Oh, yes, breathe out, breathe out. That's a good point, Hollis. We don't want any calls from lawyers now. All right, into the guesses of our listening audience, I delve in hopes there to find this. It's an email, and it comes to us out of the information swamp from Smithers, B.C. Gee, I almost thought Smithers was a butler. Anyway, Hilda Hoke of Smithers writes, the sound clip on the Saturday, April 10th program was fireworks and huskies at the celebrations of the entry of Nunavut as a territory of Canada. It's a sound I'll never forget. Gee, Hilda, without even checking with Judge Hollistuffet, I can guess that this is not a correct response because that's not a noise from Newfoundland. But Hollis, perhaps we made an exception? No, I thought not. Our sound is definitely from Newfoundland. I'll just draw another one now and... Hollis says I can't. Well, I'm going to anyway. No, I can't. Well, there you are. So much for individual freedoms. So, Mr. Duffett, full speed ahead then, and give us another cochlea full of colorful noise. Recognize that? It's the noise from hereabouts. And if you do know what it is, enter our contest care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can e-us, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. The natural confluence of noise and sound, the organization of the random into the unique and expressive, the distillation of the soul and heart of an artist, this brings us to music. And it also brings us to Finland. From her new CD, Emo, This is Sari Kasanen with Mila Sani. Up the harbor, down the shore, is an exhibition currently on display here at the Winterbridge Museum of Natural History in St. John's. It's about the discovery and exploration of Newfoundland. Mina Drover put it together.
Not all by myself.
Well, Mina and her dedicated staff. Now, is this part of the 50th anniversary Wingding, Mina?
Actually, it's part of next year's Norse Legacy celebrations, which, of course, are part of the larger Century of Celebrations celebrations.
And they are going ahead with that, hey? The Century to Celebrate?
It's a tourism thing.
Yeah, and while it seems at first to make sense, I think on closer analysis, you know, it's the height of idiocy.
Well, I've really got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I'd like to take this opportunity to rag the tourism brain trust nonetheless. I mean, having a century of celebration, don't you think it takes some of the urgency out of the... Yeah, geez, you're right. You know, this has nothing to do with you. On to the exhibition. You are the curator, and it's about the discovery and exploration of this Newfoundlandy.
Or, as the Spanish navigator Vicente Molina called it, Este Basurero.
This dump.
Ah, you speak Spanish.
Sí. Fluent in the Mexican variety.
Shall we walk through the exhibits?
Ah, please. A beautiful display here, representing the Vikings' efforts to make a new home on these barren shores. I take it this is Leif the Lucky, then?
This is, in fact, a representation of the expedition of Einar.
The imbecile?
Yes, Einar the imbecile was expelled from the Icelandic colonies for mocking Thor at a lewd dance.
Yeah, Icelandic hammer dancing.
You're familiar?
I've seen it. Very lewd. Sorry to interrupt, Mina. Go on.
Yes, Einar was expelled and set out to return home to what is now Denmark.
But lost his way.
He tried to establish a settlement on the Funk Islands, which he dubbed Uli Uf Einar Tolli, or Place of Einar. They lasted the better part of a month. More successful if we move along were the Genoese in the employ of the English crown.
Oh, yeah, I recognize this guy. It's Piazzino Zapatelli, the famous Genoese explorer. Wasn't he a Salamist as well?
Yes, he not only discovered that Newfoundland was an island, but produced the first Newfoundland salami, seen here.
Whoa! That's, then it was made for many mouths.
A whole crew.
It's not real salami, is it?
No, it's paper mache.
Looks great. So Zapatelli was the first to circumnavigate the island?
No, in fact, he fell slightly short of the goal, going ashore in what is now Capahaden and becoming a drunk.
So who was the first?
Are you ready for this? Huh? The island has not yet been circumnavigated.
No way.
Every person to attempt the journey has fallen victim to distractions.
Distractions?
João Vela, the Portuguese navigator, got distracted by Beotux at Exploits. Mm-hmm. St. Brendan was distracted by what he mistook for sheep at Branch. Mm-hmm. Sir Watton Ridgway was distracted by the fermented springs near Burgio. The Canadian, Timothy King, got distracted by something going on Magdalen Islands and never even got here.
Now there's my summer. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one.
Not easily distracted, hey?
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, that's a pendant, a precursor of the sextant, the navigational aid. The pendant was a much less refined instrument and so responsible for a number of maritime mishaps.
So what is it? I look through here and then what?
You orient it to the horizon.
Right, okay, I got it.
Then you set...
Yeah, that's fine, it's okay. I got it, okay. So then north would be over...
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's move on, shall we? I'll take care of this. Go on, you kids, get out of that! Go on!
Oh, no.
Cursed insects are all over the exhibit. Go on, get out of it!
No, it's interactive. The kids are supposed to get directly in touch with the display.
At a museum? I don't want to tell you your business, but...
This should be fun.
Learning? Oh, you were kidding. Yeah. I remember coming in here when I was a youngster, and right in the lobby you were met with the tooth-scarred bones of the driver of the Fitzgerald party.
These?
Ah!
They were searching for the headwaters of the Gander River,
ooh,
got lost, and over their first winter turned to cannibalism to survive.
This was near what is now Glenwood.
Yes, for years, lore had it that the Fitzpatrick party's descendants retained a taste for human flesh.
That's well known.
Oh, come now, Paul.
Travel through Central much, Mina? The way they look you up and down? That's not sexual. Mina Drover, thanks for this. Up the harbor, down the shore. Continues at the Winterbridge Museum of Natural History here in St. John's until the 11th.
Serving the island for over 60 years. VCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
What a week. For days now, we've been receiving requests for clarifications of some items heard on the show last week. It's amazing, you know, you say something on radio and everybody takes it so seriously. I have here a letter from the Saskatchewan Congress of Plains Lesbians, who took umbrage in my cavalier use of the term dyke and demand an apology. Well, first of all, let me say that I like women too, but secondly, I do not apologize. There's too much kowtowing going on these days, and I stand by what I said. And just to show you that there are no hard feelings or inbred prejudices, I mean, I will once again be the celebrity bingo caller at the Congress of Plains Lesbians summer fundraiser held this year in Moose Jaw. There have been inquiries, too, about my situation vis-a-vis Avril Benoit, hostess of CBC Radio's daily program This Morning, and our romantic entanglement. Well, as if it's any of your business, myself and Avril have agreed to part ways. Long-distance love affairs require maintenance that, frankly, neither of us was up to. Even though I am familiar with the difficulty of establishing a meaningful relationship at my advanced years, sometimes it seems that I only want to be going out with myself, Avril had to choose between CBC Radio and me, that unless she was willing to move here, it was all over. And so it was. Those under the impression that I might be going on vacation for a couple of weeks, well, my application to the BCN Board of Governors for annual leave, denied. I even lost my $15 application fee. But perhaps the most criticism, I guess, that we've received is on the perception by some that I am a Newfoundland nationalist. Well, there could be nothing further from the truth. Far from being a nationalist of Newfoundland or of any stripe, I support the dismantling of all borders. I do not acknowledge any international boundaries. As a matter of fact, I'm this alleged province's representative to the Association to Internationalize the World, a group that would do away with all imaginary borders everywhere, liberating people to move as they would. Freedom to be what you want to be. Peace and love. A little time and space to myself, and a better place to live. That's all I want. Broadcasting live to you from the cascading hills that empty into the old town, we thank our technician Hollis Stoppett for his attention and Ish Lundrigan, who directs radio operations here. Please write us, care of the BCN, 342 Dockrett Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or EOS at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Radio 2 rebroadcasts our show later this evening, and you can hear us in Europe on the Canadian Forces Network at 4:30 Central European Time. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, my name is Erling Biggs. I'm an award-winning weather watchdog from St. John's, and this is Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Drodge Family Motors, makers of the Tadger, the Metropolitan, and the Phallus. Drive it home in a Drodge. First, an announcement. The final section of the city's Ring Road has been completed. At 3 this afternoon, the Premier will be at the controls for the steamrolling of the last seam. Following the official opening, a motorcade of road improvement will make a ceremonial first pass from Crestmount Heights to the turnoff at Happy Burger. The public will then be invited to join the motorcade for a celebratory circling of the city perimeter. Road conditions this hour are reasonable.